Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So when you took over, you know, you're saying all the right things a couple of years ago, and we say, like, what's your plan? How long is it going to take? And so you weren't going to say, well, you know, in my third year, I think I can get something going here. But now that it's your third year and you have something going, was that kind of the plan all along?
Well, really my plan was to win right away. I felt like in all turnaround situations, the sooner you can win, the better chance you have to have success. And the longer it takes, the worse chance you have. And what I mean by that is winning affects recruiting. So by the way, we scheduled the first year. It gave us credibility. We went 16-16. We hung in there in the league. We went 7-11, which for the first year was a decent performance. And then last year we took another jump, went 10-8 in the league, 19-13. I would have liked to be a little bit better, but our culture wasn't quite good enough to win any better than that. And that's going to be the test this year. Do we have good enough winning mentality, mental toughness, winning tradition to take the next step? This is a tough league. It's no different than playing in the Big Ten. You have to have you have to win games that you're supposed to win, and then you have to win some that you don't. And 10-8 is pretty good, but 12-6, 13-5 is better.
But doesn't, like, I was going to ask you about games you're quote unquote supposed to win. As soon as those guys, your players, start thinking they have games that they're supposed to win, then they don't win them.
No, and so the one thing that I understand better than anybody, because I've done this a long time, is the fragility of this. So what games are you supposed to win? So most people look at St. Joe's, for instance, and say they're not very good. But they played Villanova, they played Florida, they played Temple, they played Loyola. They played a really, really hard schedule that most people in our league would struggle with. And they play Dayton and Richmond, and they play close games in a lot of games. So are we supposed to win? I mean, yet on paper you would say St. Joe's isn't as good as Dayton. But every game presents different challenges. For instance, Davidson's a finesse team, St. Louis is a power team, and this is a quickness team, St. Joe's. So it's how you match up sometimes, too, which presents whether it's a hard game or not.
I know you don't like to lose at all. I know that. And yet somehow you'd won 10 in a row, then you stumble, and then you lose by a lot to Marshall. Is that a lesson that actually sticks out, that you can say, hey, look, you know, man, we're not all that?
Well, two things. I've never lost to Marshall. I think we beat him 8 times in a row, my teams. I have a good feel for what he does. They just beat us. They played better than us, and we just didn't have it. We were emotionally disengaged, and it's a lesson. The question is, can young people learn lessons? How quickly do they adjust, and then do they relapse? Are they going to have this again? And again, only the good teams win when they don't have it. So that particular night, we didn't have it, and we didn't win.
What do you like best about this team?
I like our balance. You know, we have a team that can a different guy can score 20 points. I like our size. I like our rim protection ability. I like our point guard play. I like Maceo Austin's winnability. There's a lot of things I like.
Okay, what do you don't like?
I don't like our inconsistencies. There's a lot of things I don't like. I don't like our inconsistencies, both emotionally and physically. I don't like our instability at times. I don't like our ability, our adversity handling sometimes. I don't like our prosperity handling sometimes. I think when we do the simple things, we're really good. We have to shoot the ball better. I think that's probably the biggest thing. If we shoot the ball at a higher percentage from the three line, we'll be hard to beat.
Well, you got to get open shots. How difficult is I mean, that's easier said than done.
Well, I think we have to get open shots, but a lot of it's on us. When we decide we're going to share the ball, and we decide we're going to play inside out, and we decide I'm going to make the extra pass, we're pretty good. And when we don't, we become a below average team. And, you know, I challenged our guys on, is winning enough? The good team's winning is enough. The average team's when they win, they want to score. And then when they want to score, they want to shoot it when it matters. They had to play 35 minutes. So sometimes for young people, winning isn't enough. Once you win a lot, then pretty soon, hey, their individual stats become more important. The hard part about basketball is that every individual stat is kept, but the only stat that really matters is winning.
Well, you must love, you know, you look at the box score the other night, for example, and you got four guys, I think, with what, 13 or more? I think 16, a couple of 14s, and I know Mike Hughes had a double-double. So it seems like more often than not, those are the kind of lines that you've been getting, even though, you know, Marcus Weathers might be scoring more than others, and yet it's not like he's the only guy doing it.
No, I think we'll see throughout the year a different guy doing it every night. And I think if we do that, we're going to win. And then, you know, not to put a lot of pressure on somebody, but, like, our point guard has to play well. If he has a below-average night, we have no answers. He's that good a player.
What about social media? Because you said, like, that might be part of that winning isn't enough kind of stuff. It's like they look on, oh, look at this highlight, and look at that. How do you kind of guard against that? And how, as a self-professed old guy, and I'm in that category as well, how do you guard against that stuff? How do you teach that?
Well, it's not just our problem. I mean, I heard the interview with Adam Silver talking about NBA players, you know, who are very, very well off, as we all know, that are depressed because they're getting ripped on social media. They're not used to handling it. They don't know how to handle it. The pressure that peers are putting on people, like, it's kind of out of my realm. I don't really understand it.
Isn't it easy to say, I mean, maybe it's guys our age, say, don't pay attention to that stuff. Just don't even look at it.
Yeah, you can tell them that, but they're young people. And that's, if you look around, like, they're on their phones constantly. Yep. Like, that's all they do. And look, at nobody likes criticism. You know, you wouldn't like it if somebody says, man, he's the worst radio announcer, he doesn't know anything. Or somebody says...
I've heard that a few times.
I have to. Coach,
wait a minute, about me or about your coaching?
About me.
Okay.
So Coach D doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, the game's passed him by, or nobody likes that. Like, we work hard. We want to have some gratification and some, you know, some self-worth as well. So just think about an 18, 19-year-old guy, what that does to them. It's really unfair when you really think about it.
What if we'd had social media when we were that age? We wouldn't have made it to our 60s.
You know, it would have been interesting, Jim, that's for sure.